I'm not selling anyone anymore. I'm offering an opportunity. You know, whether I'm offering an opportunity for someone to join me in my clinic so I can help, you know, elevate their health, or whether I'm offering an opportunity to them to join one of my multifamily syndications so I can create, you know, massive passive income for them. Regardless, I'm giving these opportunities to people. And so don't ever think you're selling anything to anyone. You're really giving, doing them the favor, and you're really offering opportunities.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend, Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today. Hey, welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. With me today is Vikram Raya. Vic, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. And a little bit about Vic. He is a multifamily syndicator. Got over 1,400 units. He's also a cardiologist. So we got doctor in the house. And then he's got a health startup, a healthy living, anti-aging kind of health startup, father of two, and living in Atlanta. So Vic, with that, can you let our listeners know a little bit more about, you? And you got a lot going on. So more about what you got going on.
Hey Todd, thanks so much, man. Big fan of your podcast, big fan of all the work you're doing out there, helping people, create those pillars of wealth. And I think more people need to know more about this kind of stuff so we can get out of the rat race and live the life of our dreams. So kudos to you, sir.
Thank you.
So I have the pleasure of knowing Todd through some mutual friends like Joe Fairless and Trevor McGregor. So I'm sure they're going to give a shout out to you as well. But, I started a journey just being trading a traditional doctor, and I knew there was more to that to my life than just being a doctor. And I always wanted to figure out how to be wealthy and independent and sort of do what I want, how I want, when I want. And, you know, it's sort of a cliche now, but everyone reads, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad or one of those books and gets like all motivated. And I realized I was on the left side of the quadrant. I wanted to move to the right side. And, I tried to do all sorts of things and none of it really worked out. When I was in cardiology fellowship training, like literally full time, I hired an options coach to learn options trading, and I failed miserably. And so my wife was like, oh, you gotta take it easy, man. Just focus on what you need to do. And so I ended up getting my cardiology training done, and I moved back to the Washington, D.C. area where I first met my wife and where we, you know, initially sort of had friends and family and had roots. And so that's where I started, and I knew real estate was very important. And I thought that might be something easier to do because I know a lot of real estate millionaires, but I didn't know any small business millionaires or like stock trading millionaires. And so I thought that might be a good option to learn. And so, you know, that sort of helped start my journey. And, you know, I started with singles and moved up to multis and, you know, and all the while I knew cardiology was important, but that was not my true passion. I wanted to figure out how to truly help people live that optimal life, to create the best version of themselves and to really, like, you know, work on anti-aging, reverse disease, get people off meds. And so because of my real estate, I guess, you know, if I had to say some success, I'm able to now practice cardiology in the way I want. And I'm looking forward to even growing that business as well. So that's a little bit of my story in a nutshell.
So what are you doing with the health startup? Can you give me a explanation of that?
So traditional medicine is really like a pill for an ill, treating the symptoms, not the root cause. And so I, on top of the cardiology training and the internal medicine training I got, I actually got 4-year training in something called functional medicine. And some of the most famous people out there are like Mark Hyman, who Tony Robbins routinely brings into his events. And Mark Hyman also, he happens to take care of Bill and Hillary Clinton as his personal patients. And so he's a well-known name in the field. And basically, I got trained underneath him and his Institute for Functional Medicine. And now I'm able to take someone and see what's going on with them, really assess them as a whole person, and then give them a strategy in which they can get off their meds, figure out like where they are health-wise, and then help them like elevate their health goals, make them feel 10 years younger, 20 years younger, sort of bulletproof them from having disease, and just live a phenomenal life. And so we have a clinic in Northern Virginia called the Vitology Institute. And that's what we've been doing for the last almost 2 years now. And I'm slowly, you know, decreasing my cardiology practice, and I'm doing this more on top of the multifamily and the syndications as well.
So with the multifamily syndications, you said you started out with single family. What made you change from single family to multifamily?
Yeah. So, you know, I got started like how everyone does. I read some books on real estate and they all say, start with wholesaling. And so I got the boot camp course this guy was doing in DC. And so literally after I got done with work for a full day, I would go home. Instead of going home to my wife and my lovely, you know, newborn, I would stop by this Real Estate Investment Association and literally learn about wholesaling. And I was like, all right, I'm all in, let's do this. And so I would you know, mail all these bids out, mail these offers. And you know, I was like, man, this is a lot of work. And it didn't go anywhere. And I was like, there's gotta be a better way. And I learned about rehabs, and I know there's other markets. And I go, you don't have to live in the market you're gonna invest in. So that was an aha moment for me. And so what I ended up doing is, my dad lives in Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta, meaning I grew up there, went to school there. So I know Atlanta pretty well. And Atlanta at that time was a really top emerging market. And so we bought our first home for $26,000.
Wow.
And we rehabbed it, got it, we put in about 20, 30 into it, and we sold it for about 80. And we're like, oh, this is cool. And so we kept on doing that. And we ended up building up a portfolio of about 30 homes, and we kept some for your profit, for cash flow, but we sold the most for profit, you know, and we still have those 7 homes. And then we ended up buying a commercial strip mall as well and improved that. We bought it for $400,000. It's valued right now about 1.1. And so, you know, this was good. But then I was like, you know, what's the next level? Where do I go from here? And I heard this guy named Dave Lindahl speak one time about apartments. I'm like, that's it. That's the next step. And so I bought his course, went to his boot camp, and I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. And we met some partners there, and they were already doing a couple of deals. And, you know, for people who are newbies listening to your podcast, this is how you want to get started in a safe and an effective way. You know, I had a full-time job. I don't have time necessarily to go in all in. And I have a mortgage, a wife, kids. And so how do I get started? You know, you can't make excuses. You got to get started. And so we started partnering with other people. And so I partnered with this group, And we ended up doing three deals with them. And literally we raised, I think, $7 million for those three deals. And we're like, wow. So, you know, I thought raising money was going to be difficult. I thought it was going to be challenging. But once you have a really good investment or some kind of passive income stream that you can show to your friends and family, they're going to jump on board as long as they know you sort of know what you're doing, you know? And so, you know, that was sort of the trick to getting started multifamily.
Interesting. David Lindell got me motivated too. I never went to his book boot camp or anything, but I read his books and got me motivated to do multifamily. So,
yeah. Funny story. We just came back from his Dave Lindell, you know, Joe Fairless, Michael Blank. I mean, there's about probably, you know, 5 to 7 really good top multifamily educators in the country, I would say. And, you know, Lindell has one of the bigger conferences every year. And we went to it in Boston this past, about a week and a half ago. And Sugar Ray Leonard was the keynote speaker there. So we got to meet him. And my partner and I, Ravi Gupta, we got inducted into the Investor Hall of Fame there. And so cool. In front of 1,000 people, we got an award and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to be recognized by your peers, but it's really, I mean, it's a team sport. You need to have other people on your team, and getting the education, getting the coaching, getting the one-on-one, you know, you're going to probably ask me about the pillars of success, but that's one of them.
Yeah. Awesome. You've been doing this for a while now. What's some advice you would give someone to operating a business, successfully? A couple like key tips.
Number one, find a role model who's doing what you want to do and map out what they've done and literally copy them. And at the beginning, you're just going to do exactly what they're doing. Eventually, you're going to have knowledge and understanding and realize, oh, okay, well, this is how I want to do that same thing. And you'll start differentiating yourself and becoming unique and individual. And eventually, you'll start innovating yourself. But you got to get started somewhere. So the key is, don't be perfect. You know, perfection is the enemy of good. So always just take action first. So I would say is ready, fire, aim, you know?
How do you find that person?
So depending on what you want to do, let's say you want to open up an ice cream shop, you know, go to your local ice cream shop. Pretend to be an employee there for about a month. Learn, talk to the owner, see what he did, how he got the financing, how he runs the business, and then say, okay, I'm ready to start my own ice cream shop. Go to the trade shows, look on the internet, see who has a boot camp on opening up ice cream shops. Go to that, read all the books on ice cream shops, but then don't do analysis paralysis where people stop. Then you need to take action, right? And so you set yourself a deadline. And then maybe someone already owns an ice cream shop and then they want to open up their second one, say, hey, look, I'll be your partner, you know? I'll do the sweat equity, you bring the money in, you know? And so that's how it is. And so it doesn't matter what you want to do. Someone out there is already doing it. Learn from them and get started.
Yeah, good advice. What's one of the biggest mistakes so far that you've made, and how have you learned and grown from it?
You know, I told you about how it was successful to raise capital, but that was only after I had the School of Hard Knocks. And so initially, my wife did not want us to invest in real estate whatsoever. She was very wary of real estate. She was also forbidden me to talk to any family or friends about real estate. And so I had no friends or family money, and I could not put anything in my own name. Even as a cardiologist, I had a good track record. I had a good credit score. I could have probably, you know, easily bought homes under my name, but that was not allowed. And so I respected my wife, and I was like, all right, it's time to be creative. And so I came up with all these creative ways to fund our deals. And, but one of the creative ways was all these people have like these private lists that you can buy on the internet of like people who are high net worth people or who are willing to give you money. And they ended up being, so I like signed up for all that. I did all that, but I had to like wire funds via Western Union to them first. And then they would then give me, loan or support or, a credit line, and basically it was all a scam. And so I think I lost $3,000 or $4,000 doing that. And so I learned pretty quickly, you know, that's probably not the best way to raise capital. And I realized I'm a doctor. I probably am surrounded by tons of people who have money, who have no clue what to do. And so I just decided to take the bold step and just start sharing with people who are around me what I know. And you know what? It resonated. And so it started with just close, intimate family investing to like friends and now friends of friends. And now it's like, you know, we have a list of almost 600 investors all over the country.
That's really cool. Yeah. Obviously you have a powerful network, but you got to be able to step out and trust that what you're bringing to them is of value too.
We have the stigma that doctors are in general horrible investors. And so, I had to break that stigma and let people know, we're not taking this casually. It's not a hobby. We actually got trained in this. I treated it like, I got medical training done. I actually got real estate training done. So now I can officially say, I know what I'm doing.
Sure. Was there a lot of hesitation at first from people you came up to, or were most people pretty open and excited for it?
I didn't know how to present the information to them in a cognizant way. And so there was that, I'm not sure if this guy knows what he's talking about. And so part of it is you got to just speak the lingo, and so learn the language of what you're trying to learn, whether it's single, multi, commercial, learn how to speak, talk to more brokers, read the books, put in offers, even though you have no, you're not going to get the bid whatsoever. The more you do that, then you sort of get that confidence, that whole act as if. I really firmly believe in all that. And so once I started doing that, maybe the first deal was very, shaky. We raised $700,000. I only say only because, we were asked to raise more. We were short for that deal. And so the second deal, we raised $2.3 million. So we learned from one deal to the next. And, now we're like, we're able, and now when I raise, it's not, I'm not selling anyone anymore. I'm offering an opportunity. And so, whether I'm offering an opportunity for someone to join me in my clinic so I can help, elevate their health, or whether I'm offering an opportunity to them to join in one of my multifamily syndications so I can create, massive passive income for them. Regardless, I'm giving these opportunities to people. And so don't ever think you're selling anything to anyone. You're really doing them the favor, and you're really offering opportunities.
Yeah. If you believe in what you're quote unquote selling, it's not selling. Hey, so this is normally where we thank our sponsor, but instead of that, through Christmas, we're going to be talking about the best Christmas ever, BCE movement.org. And we have a family that's been nominated, the group that I'm working with. So basically what the organization is every year they're supporting 200 families throughout the U.S. and world. They're basically providing the best Christmas ever to a family who's been down and out, usually through no fault of really their own. And this is the case with the family that the group that I'm working with has nominated. So this group, or this family, sorry, has a 17-year-old daughter, and Kelsey, and she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma at 6 months old and was thought of as being cured. In October, she woke up with an unexplainable black eye, was brought into Children's Hospital. Children's did scans over a two-day period and told the family that Kelsey's cancer was back, and it spread all over her body, sinus, liver, spleen, all through her spine and bones. And right now, Kelsey's going through chemotherapy and radiation and just a lot of stress happening on her, of course, and then the family as well. So what we're going to be doing is trying to provide them with some gifts, with helping out around the house, doing some repairs, some cleaning, stuff like that. And then, providing them opportunities to be able to spend time together as a family. So if you feel moved to support that, go to bcemovement.org. And I'll link the actual link to this family. There's a specific link to this family if you want to support this family that we're supporting right now. Of course, they need donations. And if you want to actually participate and be a part of it, you can reach out as well to me. You can definitely give us a message and let us know if you do want to actually partake in it. So bcemovement.org is the actual website and go onto our show notes, and you can type it, or you can click on the link that goes directly to this family. So anybody who does it, definitely appreciate it. I know there's a lot of stuff to support all throughout the year, especially this time of the year. So whatever you can do is absolutely fantastic. What was the difference, or the main difference for you, between $700,000 that you're supposed to raise more, and you only raised 700, to then being able to raise 2.3? What was the maybe a couple key differences for you?
I think it was confidence. You know, once you were able to do a little bit, you're like, all right, what's the difference? You know, and then it's sort of pushing yourself, and it's also really believe, like you're saying, Todd, really believing in what you're offering, you know. And I knew this was a steal. I knew we were buying it for below replacement value. I knew it was going to help them get the returns that they can never get in the market. It would really help them and their families out. And, you know, it also would help us out, you know, and it would be, it's a true win-win-win, you know? And so, yeah. I think that helped. And also, we just started talking to more people, and instead of it being like, oh, I'm going to, should I ask that person? Should I not? It was almost like, hey, no. Oh, by the way, you know, we're a part of this project, and you know, this is what's going on. It's almost like it came part of my persona of me just offering this in general. It's part of a mainstream conversation now. And so that started happening.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, where you're at right now and kind of what your goals are moving forward. So what are you guys trying to do? You've got more than two, because I know you're doing other things. So you've got for sure the syndication and this kind of health startup. Let's talk first about syndication. Kind of where's that going? What are you trying to do with it? How are you trying to grow that?
So now we help sponsor deals all over the country. We help raise capital for our own deals, or we general partner with other people on their deals in a JV projects. And so that's been successful. We got that 35, our last deal, last major deal was in May, where we did a $35 million, 260 unit deal. And this was in Atlanta, right next to the new Braves stadium. It's a $1 billion stadium they built, where they took the team out of the downtown, put it into the suburbs. And so our project was right next to that. So that was a good project. And then we learned a lot about different things. Some of the lessons were, you know, choose your partners wisely on that thing. And also be prepared if the capital doesn't come, that you should be able to bring that capital yourself. And so we learned those two lessons. But I think overall it's going to be a very, it's a very lucrative project, and it's going to be a very good project for our investors as well. Our goal is to grow pretty rapidly, but we're also aware that there may be a correction coming up. And so we're much more cautious in our underwriting. We're also increasing the timeline for our holds for our investors. Instead of a 5-year old, we're slowly transitioning to maybe a 6 or 7 year old. We're at these events and at these networking associations and things, you form, you know, friendships and partnerships, and you know, some people need deals, some people need money, some people need things. And so the goal is to just, you know, keep your network alive and thriving and reach out to people. And so, you know, we have a couple of deals on the pipeline right now that we're analyzing. And so we're going to go through those. And our goal is to, you know, maybe get up to 3,000 units over the next 18 months, and maybe even eventually create like a REIT or a fund where it's not deal specific, but we just, you know, tackle bigger projects. We also wanted to get into the multifamily educational piece and maybe do some coaching. And so my partner and I have a coaching platform we're going to maybe launch next year. And we're tempted to start a podcast that's aimed toward maybe medical people in the medical profession who want to become active in real estate or create passive income. And so that's going to probably be launched next year as well.
Cool. Well, awesome goals. And I know you'll achieve all of those. So, what about this kind of this health startup? Where is that going? Where are you going to take that?
Sure. The goal for that was I wanted to create like sort of a seminal clinic, sort of a landmark clinic in the Northern Virginia, DC area. And once I sort of optimize that, make that the flagship location, my goal is to replicate those over the, across the country. And a far crazy reaching goal would be to even buy an island at some point and put a wellness resort there. And literally, you know, like a fantasy island, you'd go get dropped off by some seaplane and then we'd receive you with a lei and then you'd leave a completely transformed, maybe 20 years younger person. So.
Wow. Sign me up, man. That sounds fun.
It's good to have these stretch goals, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds great. So what's a favorite book that you got? Favorite book, maybe that you've been reading recently something that you've read recently, favorite book about business or real estate.
Yeah. Two books that really have stood out recently would have been, three. One would be The One Thing by Keller, of Keller Williams fame. It helps really laser focus and takes the Pareto principle down to the extreme, right? What's the one thing that if you did that, it would make everything else easier or unnecessary? And, you know, like when you go to a conference, 20% of the people, you know, are probably doing 80% of the deals. Or, you know, when you go to, when you're raising capital, 20% of your investors are bringing 80% of your money. And so that they've taken that same principle, instead of 20-80, they make it a 199. And then they apply that to your day. So figure out the one thing that if you just did this one thing, it'd make everything else better or quicker or faster or more profitable. And so I've really followed that principle and that's been helpful. I guess another book would be The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. You know, I really credit my success and me transforming in such, because I started multifamily only 3 years ago. I had no clue about multifamily until, you know, in 2015. And so in 3 short years, we were able to do all this kind of stuff. I think part of it is because I try to squeeze the life out of every day. And each minute is very powerful for me. And I start that morning with intention and power. And so I get up at 4:45 every morning. And I'll share with you guys like my morning ritual, because I think that sort of can be important and it can be replicated depending on, you know, what you're interested in. So I get up at 4:45. I do a five. I use Tim Ferriss's 5-minute journal that he recommended. And so I sort of journal my gratitude, my, you know, what I'm happy for, grateful for. I have a brag book where I brag about my wife in that book. You know, she doesn't know about it, but at some point I'm going to share it with her. And so I've been doing this for 2 years. And so, you know, something amazing about her that I love about her, and I put that in there. And then, you know, while I'm brushing my teeth, I have some affirmations or incantations on the wall that I'm looking at. And then I'm going downstairs. I do a powerful green juice in the morning. It's called Athletic Greens. You can get that, you know, on the internet somewhere. And then that gets me all primed up. And then I do some kind of intense workout. And I'm right now, I'm training in Muay Thai kickboxing. And I also do CrossFit type work at the gym. And so between one of those two things, those are my morning routines. I do at least 45 minutes to an hour, where it's pretty intense workouts. And then when I'm done, I do a meditation. And I use a headband called Muse, which is an EEG, like a seizure type of device that measures your brain waves. And then you just put it on your head and literally it will help guide you in your meditation. And so if I'm actually doing a very good meditation, I'll hear very quiet sounds. And if I'm really in the deep meditation state, I'll actually hear chirping birds. And so that neurofeedback will really helps you guide your meditation to where you're actually getting the most out of that meditation. And so it's a very powerful technique. So I've been using it for about 4 to 5 months and it's made a big difference. And then I use something called a productivity planner, and I create the plan for the day. And that's based on my plan for the week. And I make sure that my top five goals are there, and I don't go after number five until I hit number one. And so the number one is that one thing that we talked about. And so that's huge. And then I go through and execute, and I make sure that all my time is sort of blocked off. So I use time blocks and, you know, things where everything is like, you know, allocated. So if I want to hang out with my kids, I put a time there and I make sure I put my phone way away so I don't get distracted. And the key is to be present in whatever you're doing, because multitasking, as we all know, is a myth. So So that's a long answer to that. So that was Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, and then The One Thing. I would say those are my two favorite books recently. But I have tons more, but I won't bore you.
Oh, that was awesome. I appreciate you sharing your morning routine. That was pretty powerful. And I can definitely see how that gets you set for the day. And I think that's really important. I've been implementing kind of some more morning routines, and I've got to get a lot more focused and diligent about what I'm doing in the morning. But it definitely helps you go through the day. The exercise part to me is one of the biggest things. If you can exercise in the morning, you're really focused, and then think about what you're doing for that day. You're really focused a lot more on what you're doing. So I do have The Miracle Morning sitting on my bookshelf ready to read. So it looks like I need to start reading it. Well, cool. So,
and if I could just sneak in one more recommendation, the 12-week year is a way to get,
I like that,
four times the amount of work done in 1 year than you normally would have got done. We analyze our goals, and it's all about making it even shorter time frames, like quarters or, you know, 90 days.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I like that a lot. I mean, right now I've got a goal of running a sub 5 minute mile.
And oh, wow. That's,
and I said, I got to do it in 12 weeks. Cause if I say I'll do it by, you know, the end of by next year, I just won't do it. If I got 12 weeks only, I got to get on the horse and I got to start exercising now. So yeah, I like that book a lot too. So great. Anything else you want to share about either businesses, how you've been, you know, able to build them and be successful?
You know, it's just taking action, having that big frame of mind, and then just, you know, don't ask about how. First, figure out what and why, and then the how will present itself, you know. And, you know, coaching has been invaluable to me. You know, I'll tell you, I think I spend, you know, I have a coach for my wellness practice. I have a coach for my real estate, you know, Joe Fairless. I have a coach as my mindset success business coach, you know, Trevor McGregor. I mean, I have so many people who are like keeping me in check and holding me accountable and pushing me to my goals. And the ROI is, I don't know, 300%. I mean, I'm probably at the point where I can retire from cardiology by the end of this year. And, you know, I'll decide that based on, you know, what happens with some of my other projects. But yeah, I mean, to be able to do that at the age of 40 is pretty impressive, I would say. You know, not many doctors can say they can do that. So, and to have your whole life ahead of you to do all these things. And another thing is charity and contribution. What's the point of generating all this wealth and doing all this success if you're not giving back? And so I'm so excited to start a family foundation next year. We've already been giving back 10% of all our profit for our company, Viking Capital, goes back to charity. And it's sort of a fun thing. Every year we do a large, like, you know, either a masquerade ball or something big where we support a charity and we invite all our investors and friends. And it's a fun time. It promotes our company, but also gives back. And we raise a lot of money for all these charities. And, you know, it just makes you feel good. And so, you know, you really can have the life of your dreams. It's about just starting right now, choosing one thing that you want to like master, and then adding on to that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Appreciate you sharing that as well. Last question before we wrap up, what are your three pillars of wealth creation?
I would say your rituals and routines, making sure that your day is a mirror image of your year, of your life. And so if you conquer the day, you'll conquer your life. And so make your days intentional, you know, live with purpose and live on purpose. That's number one. Number two is teams, support, and coaching. You need partners, you need coaches, and you need staff and teams as you grow. So all that will help you stay focused, stay laser dialed in, and will help you inch your way toward your goals. And the final thing is give back, contribution, generosity. Be it, be the kind of person that people want to work with, you know, and always help others get to where you are because you didn't get there on your own.
Awesome. Couldn't agree more with that. How can people get in touch with you? A lot of stuff you got going on. So a lot of reasons for people to want to reach out. So how can they get in touch with you?
So the name of our real estate company is called Viking Capital. Mm-hmm. And it's the website's V-I-K-I-N-G, Viking Cap, C-A-P, LLC.com. And all our contact information is on there. And then if you want to know about the wellness clinic, it's called the Vitology Institute. It's spelled V-I-T-O-L-O-G-Y Institute. And that's vinstitute.com. And if they want to reach out directly, my email, I'll just give my real estate email. It's V-R-A-Y-A at vikingcapllc.com.
Awesome. 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 Well, Vic, I appreciate you joining us on the show. Tons of value. And I can definitely tell you're passionate about what you do. So enjoy bringing that too.
All right. Thanks, Todd. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good rest of the day.
All right. Have a good night. Right.
Bye. Hey, special thanks to Vic Raya for coming on the show. Appreciate him joining us. A busy man. Got a lot going on and doing really well. So appreciate him spending time with us. First couple things I took from him. First of all, find a role model and map out what they've done before you so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Next thing he talks about is don't try to sell. Make sure you're offering opportunity. That's really important. If you're trying to push what you have, it's going to be a lot harder to sell versus offering an opportunity to somebody. To be able to, you know, partner with you or to be able to have a good, you know, good product to be able to have access to. The last thing is squeeze the life out of every day. And he talks about conquering the day in order to conquer life, which is really important. If sometimes we have to take it just step by step, day by day. And a lot of times we, you know, you hear goals and year goals and 10-year goals and 20-year goals. And then we forget to focus on, you know, squeezing the life out of every day, conquering your day like Vic talked about. So again, appreciate Vikram for being part of the show, spending time with us and imparting a ton of valuable knowledge on the day or for us. Go to VikingCapitalLLC.com, visit him, and check out what he's got going on as well. I am Todd Dexheimer. I'm signing out. Hey, make sure you go onto our Facebook page and, you know, give us a like, connect with us there. Also go on to iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating review. That would be fantastic. If you're enjoying the show, subscribe as well. I am signing off. Make every day a Saturday.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today.